was too fond of walking. So when you said that you touched the sky, I thought it was your way of talking. But then you said you'd build some wings. You found out how it could be done, but I was doubtful of everything. I never thought you'd reach the sun. And you were so clever with your hands. Watch you for hours with the glue and the rubber bands, the feathers and the lace and flowers, and the finished wings that glowed so bright. Like some bird of glory, I began to envy you your flight. Like some old hero story, get me to go with you. You tried all ways to dare me, but I looked at the sky so blue. I thought the height would scare me, but then I carried your wings for you. Up the path and to the cliff face, kissed you goodbye and watched your eyes, already bright with sunlight. At the start, to watch you soaring higher, but there was a pain deep in my heart. Your wings seemed tipped with fire, like some eagle or a lark, soaring forever like some ember or some spark, drifting from earth to heaven. That you had said, I believed all that you told me. You'd do a thing no man had ever done. You'd touch the stars to please me, but then I saw your white wings fail. I saw your feathers falter, and I watched you drop like a ball of gold into the wide green water. To follow, and some are born to touch the sky, and some walk in the hollow. But as I watched your body fall, I knew really you had won, for your grave was not the earth, but the reflection of the sun.